Milwaukee. Oh, the Holiday House. The title is euphemistic. The Holiday House, it's... Dig this. The tip-off to Milwaukee, the chicest hotel is the Y. Hey, and sincerely, a true edifice of Christianity. Oh, it was grim in Milwaukee. The club is right next to the river. That's starting to look good. How I happened to work there, every once in a while I really get ashamed of the, the prejudice that I have within me. And I prejudge a town right away. It's out of the squares. You'll do very good there. Guy hits on me. John Volope. But it didn't look that way in print. Looked like Ford, Vala, Volvo, or something like that, you know. He said, we got a club and you'll do very good there. Excuse me, the Crescendo in Hollywood scene. I don't think I'll do good there. You'll do great. You'll have a lot of fun. Do you bowl? Well, I can't explain to you, but conflict back and forth. Forget I'll make it. Okay. Now I get there, and they don't tell me. First thing that frightens me to death, they've got a 6:30 dinner show. 6:30 at night, people go to a nightclub? It's not dark out yet. I don't want to go in the house. It's not dark yet, man. They're going to have a show at 6:30. Yeah, the girl singer goes on at 6:30. You go on at 6:45. Oh. And then they can change to Jamaica and take the Lindenhurst, Ali Sheeman, or... Curtains. Christ, these people look familiar. I've never been to Milwaukee before. Where the hell are these people? These are the Grey Line tours before they leave. This is where they live. 6 Semper Tom McCann. All right, now let's see. As soon as I ever have to think of what I'm going to do when I get out of here, then I'm dead. Then it's a lie. You know, if I'll do this bit, that, then it becomes a bit, and you know it's a bit, and it's terrible. I'm out there for about 15 minutes, and people are staring at me in disbelief. It's like... Then the shock wears off, start here. What's boots mean? What is he supposed to be doing? What is he? That's schmuck. She keeps saying schmuck and puts and poots. Puts, poots, pots, schmuck, bread, cool, dig, schmuck, grab, plop, sniff. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Schmuck, spilbach, strip out. I don't know. It's a bunch of silliness. It's double talk, I think. That's he's doing double talk. Well, that's good, I guess. You like him? Yeah. I think I'm going to go to the toilet. Yeah. I'll go with you. Okay. I might walk in front of him. Yeah. Everybody's walking in on him. Yeah. He's still up there. Puts brig, schmug, brig, blah. He don't care. He's crazy at this. How come he hasn't got any music? And he don't sing or nothing. Sure, even the band left him. There's no band up there. Sure, they know he's crazy. He's crazy. He's a weirdo. He's on the dope. Yeah. He's on it now. Oh, yeah. See him. He's right on it now. Cloud 7. How can you tell when they're on it? You can tell. You can just tell when they're on it. They act sneaky. They're the strength of an insane man. Yeah, don't go near them. He'll twist your head off and everything. He doesn't know what he's doing. He'll probably stay out there for 2 days now on the stuff. That's why they're probably doing it. All right. Now it's maybe 30 minutes there, and I'm just thumping all over, stepping on my dick. I don't know where I'm at. Okay, I finally get off, and the owner goes, Lenny, Christ, we had so many walkouts. I'm hit, man. They were walking, they were stepping on my feet after I... They got like a herd. Said, wait. He said, well, Jesus, I never saw you do that religious bit, and this, and those words you used. I said, wow, what do you so many work, man? I don't do the same bit every show, just the same way. Well, we'll do something. Okay, now it's walkouts every night, walkouts. The chef is confused. The desserts aren't moving. You know. Now it's Saturday night. I'm doing these kind of bits. Okay, folks, Bob White. Now, also, Dick, the esoteric quality humor is further championed by a age barrier of about. Oh, I've got a little old grandmothers with crochet gloves sitting, eating custard, spitting it back, with rouge. The whole family, it's like the Tad Moselle thing, the death in the family. It's like the old, Maria spent sky waiting there. Okay, now I go to the men's room, and I see kids in the men's room. The kid's 4 years old, 6 years old. Now I see some poetry. It's really beautiful. I see these kids in the boys' room. They're looking. And these kids are in awe of this men's room. This is the first time they've ever been in a place their mother isn't allowed in. They can't figure it out. Your mother's not allowed in here, not even for a minute, not even to get something. She's not allowed in here. And they stay in there for hours. Ruining them. Come out of there. No. I'm going to come and get you. No, you're not allowed in here because everybody's doing making wet in here. Okay. Hey, now, in between shows, I'm a walker in here, nothing good and nudgy and nervous. Now, the owner decides to introduce me to cushion it. Because he got that. Ladies and gentlemen, before being the star of our show, Lenny Bruce, who incidentally is next GI, and hell of a performer, folks, and a great kidder. You know what I mean? It's all a bunch of silliness up here. They don't mean that. He kids about the Pope and the Jewish religion, too, and the colored people and the white people. It's all a silly, make-believe world. And he is a hell of a guy. He's at the Veterans Hospital now, doing a show for the boys, and he's, here he is. His mom's out here tonight, too. With, I haven't seen him in a couple of years. She lives here in town. He gets walkouts, man. He gets 50 walkouts, man. Just where they're dropping like flies tonight. Man. We just blew the whole balcony. It's really, it's unusual. Something is different tonight. I'm just losing perspective, that's all. I really lost perspective tonight. I'll have about, in another year, I'll have about 15 real hardcore following that'll steady. You know, they'll feel compulsed to support me to fly all over the deal. No, he's made a few moves. He flies in once. So they get the SOSs, you know. He's falling about just three people out there. Just, that's all three. That constitutes a show. As long as I can get booked for obscenity. Yeah, you have to, it's over two people if it's an obscene show. Okay, now they've got the other clubs in the neighborhood are a Saucony gas station and a laundromat that didn't make it. Now, I hang out at the gas station in between shows and get gravel in my shoes. And the conversation is really inspiring. Let me see the grease rack go up again. That's not a jam. Let's see. Can I work the grease rack? No, I'll break it. Can I tie you a leather bow tie on? No. Married? No. You bully your old lady on? Hey.